Maybe it's me, but it's a strange old business, this government advice that came out yesterday on kids going to school. You know, this is all trying to get kids back in truancy and solve that problem. Anyway, these are illness guidelines. It's coughs and colds and wheezing, what to do as a parent, and parents and teachers need to work together to help anxiety and all this stuff. Anyway, President of the NZEI, Mark Potter, is with us on this. Mark, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
I mean, the overarching idea is good, I get it. Kids need to turn up to school and they need to turn up in numbers that they aren't at the moment. But does it seem weird to you, this advice coming from a government?
Well, it does seem very weird that this government, that's very critical often of nanny states, as they talk about it, is drilling down to tell parents and schools how to tell if children are well enough to go to school.
Yeah. It's so imprecise. I don't know. I mean, you're just asking for trouble, aren't you? You know, wheezing and coughing. Well, what sort of cough? And is it bad? And is the kid... You know what I mean? It's just, what are you supposed to do with it?
Well, it's not as definitive as I think they think it is. And it's a dilemma that parents and schools have faced forever and a day. There's always been that question mark over how well is a child, how unwell. What we do know is that in recent years, parents have... had less pressure from employers to force their children to go to school very unwell. We don't want to see that being rolled back now.
Do you accept there's a problem? Are people basically sookie buppers and they just, if they've got a bit of a sniffle, they'll stay home or a bit of a headache or whatever? There's an excuse now and it's ingrained in us that we don't have to go to school or we don't have to go to work.
Well, certainly we have seen of recent times attendance has not been where we want it to be. But we do know that after a large pandemic like we've had, there is always an inevitable wave tail of other illnesses and things that come to the fore. We do know that the numbers are improving now, but the reasons for children not attending are complex and multiple.
Yeah, I was going to say, how of all of the issues we've got, and I think we all agree there aren't enough kids in school, that's fair, isn't it?
Any child who's not attending school that really needs to be is a concern.
Right, and of those people who aren't at school, how much of this is about illness as opposed to kids who just don't want to go or parents who don't care?
Well, I think this what was probably closer to the truth is this: fewer of them are just parents who don't care or children that just don't care. What we do know is there's a growing wave of mental health issues that are at play. And they're often very difficult to work out how you can actually improve and change the reasons of that child or parent. And quite often it is the parent who's struggling. Mm. How do you help them? And schools don't have access to as many community-based
That's the problem. I mean, that's where the social work area comes into with you. I mean, you're supposed to be teaching, for goodness sake, and you're doing everything else at the moment, aren't you?
Well, that's correct. And you'll find in a lot of schools, you even have principals and teachers picking children up to help and support those parents in those situations.
Crazy, eh? Mark, appreciate your time very much.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.